FMR at the Movies with Nick Plummer.
Maurice Jarre getting us off to a fine start this evening with the score to Lawrence of Arabia. Good evening to you, Nick Plummer here, welcoming you to the feel-good start of your weekend. Let's crack straight on with music from Evangelos Odysseas Papathanasiou, but we just knew him simply as Vangelis.
Thank you.
1492, Conquest of Paradise, which, alongside Chariots of Fire and Blade Runner, was one of Vangelis' most evocative film scores. We turn to something a little more tender from the pen of Sir William Walton, who composed the score to Laurence Olivier's epic portrayal of Henry V. From William Walton's score to Henry V in 1945, Touch Her Soft Lips and Part. But I've only just got here. I shall part when I'm good and ready. Here's music from Jan A.P. Kaczmarek to the 2004 biographical drama based on J.M. Barrie's influences for creating Peter Pan, Finding Neverland. Thank you. The theme from Finding Neverland by Jan A.P. Kaczmarek. Now, I've said it before and I'll say it again. The ability to write a film score is one thing, but the ability to take elements of that score, leitmotifs et al., and create concert items, that takes your ability to another level. And that's what separates John Williams from a lot of today's film score composers. Here's Anakin's theme from Star Wars Episode 1, The Phantom Menace. Anakin's theme from Star Wars Episode 1, written by, of course, John Williams. There have been a number of movies simply entitled Champions, but none so stirring and emotional as the 1984 sports drama, which was based on the true story of jockey Bob Champion and his victory in the 1981 Grand National on the horse Aldenisi. Both horse and rider were champions. Bob Champion overcame cancer to return to the sport at the highest level, and Aldenisi recovered from a career-threatening injury to run to victory.
Thank you.
stirring music by Carl Davis to the equally stirring movie Champions.
FMR at the movies.
Now, the iconic and much used phrase, "Houston, we have a problem," came from Jim Lovell, commander of the ill-fated Apollo 13 mission. Now, actually, that phrase, "Houston, we have a problem," was Hollywood creating a line for Tom Hanks, who played Lovell in the film Apollo 13. Lovell's actual line was, "Houston, we've had a problem." Yeah, I know, I'm being picky. Here's James Horner's score accompanying the launch sequence in Apollo 13.
Thank you.
the launch sequence from Apollo 13, composed by James Horner. Let's have a little Mozart. The Lacrimosa from his Requiem has been used in more than 20 different movies, but most effectively in Miloš Forman's tale of jealousy, rivalry, and revenge, Amadeus. Lacrimosa from Mozart's Requiem, used to devastating effect in Amadeus. Time for music by John Barry, one of his most popular Bond theme songs, From Russia with Love. From Russia with Love, John Barry at his finest, composing the epic theme songs for the James Bond franchise. Let's go a little crazy for a moment, with a candidate for one of the longest film titles, if you use the entire title. Here we go. Those Magnificent Men in Their Flying Machines, or How I Flew from London to Paris in 25 Hours and 11 Minutes. Ron Goodwin's theme from Those Magnificent Men in Their Flying Machines, or How I Flew from London to Paris in 25 Hours and 11 Minutes. But we know it as Those Magnificent Men in Their Flying Machines, which is a long enough title, but it still gets the message across. Now, I had a chat with Nick Syro recently about the last two Indiana Jones movies, and we agreed, in our opinion, that they really shouldn't have been made. The franchise should have been wrapped up with Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, because it had the word last in it. And when you take a closer look at the subtext, that film wasn't about finding the actual Holy Grail, but about finding something else which was believed to be lost. A loving father-son relationship. Here's John Williams' fabulous finale to Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. The music that accompanied the closing credits of what should have been the end of the Indiana Jones franchise, Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. I'm Nick Plummer, riding off into the last rays of the setting sun, but I shall return the next time FMR goes to the movies.
Yeah.